The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. A holy cow episode. You wouldn't even think that this is true. But I can't even make something like this up. I wouldn't. You wouldn't. If you made it up, you'd say people aren't going to believe that. Not after what we have went through. But it's true. What is it? The headline: new COVID bioweapon developed at Boston University with an 80% kill rate. And they're proud of this. They're touting it. The Boston University. Folks, this is unbelievable. I cannot believe that they have created a bioweapon. And what they've done is they took Omicron, the variant of Omicron, and basically seemed like they were disappointed that Omicron spreads so much easier than the original COVID, the variant, but yet wasn't deadly at all. And this is extremely disappointing, it appears, to the people at Boston University. So they said, let's take the Omicron that is super contagious. And if only it could be super deadly, that would be awesome. Let's find out if we can do that. And apparently they had success. It's an 80% kill rate of their animal study of mice. They were able to kill 8 out of the 10 mice that they tried to kill with. And understand, they are trying to make this a deadlier virus. Understand this. Oh, in the name of science. In the name of understanding. Folks, this is illegal. They should be arrested. You cannot make bioweapons in America. Well, apparently you can. Do you think the FBI? The FBI is raiding pro-life people, raiding pro-life protesters for doing prayers at an abortion clinic and blocking the entranceway, and the FBI comes fully armed with guns. Do you think the FBI is going to come fully armed with guns to the people at the Boston University that developed a bioweapon, which clearly is a violation of our laws, clearly, and that they feel that they can tout that this is a wonderful thing? Folks, some of you are thinking, Ben, you're making this up. This isn't true. It is 100% true. Even Fox News reported on it, but I did not see a report on video, basically. All I saw were reports on paper. The New York Post reported on it. So many other places have reported. I've seen lots of written reports. I had a hard time finding a video report. I couldn't find like a mainstream video report. Maybe there will be when this news breaks a little more. I did find one. Well, I found more than one. I found an India one from the nation of India. They reported on it right away on one of their newscasts, but I don't want to use that one. I found one that's American, News Nation, and they did a report on that. Take a listen. This is real. This is unbelievable.
A new and deadly strain of the COVID virus has been created in a Boston University lab. So here's what we know. Researchers added a highly mutated Omicron spike protein to the original virus. In the lab, 8 out of 10 mice died. And while that means the new strain is highly dangerous, it was also created in a biosafety level 4 lab with extremely strict protocols.
Hold on. First, they're saying created in a biosafety level 4 lab with strict protocols. Before I get to that, because I want to deal with that. Before I get to that, let me ask you something. To show you just how evil this is. Is there any one of you in this audience, or do you think anyone watching this video that is a normal person, after what has happened with COVID-19, and we know it was man-made, engineered, would any of you do this if you were asked, hey, hey, you know what happened? Let's take the coronavirus that just went around and, you know, let's see if we can make it more deadly. Let's do that. Would any of you even think to do that? And if you were asked to participate in something like that, you would be like, what the, no? Every single one of you would say no. It takes a special evil person to do this. You have to be extremely evil. You better get that through your head. No normal person living in the United States would do something like this, let alone it's illegal. This is against the law. You cannot make bioweapons in America. And they're doing it openly because they know this is a liberal university with some sick pigs that work there. I don't even know who they are. I know they're sick pigs. And they're probably globalists who are doing this on purpose for the globalist agenda. That's what I have to assume. I have to assume that because a normal person would never do this, especially in America. Because if it leaks, how could they live with themselves unless they don't care and they want it to? And if why would you even create it unless you're evil? Folks, created in a biosafety level 4. It's at a freaking university. If I'm China and I have special ops, Russia could use special forces, Iran, anyone, any of our enemies could go to a university, which is so easy, and break in and steal it and release it whenever they want. And if you think that's far-fetched, no, it's so not far-fetched. It's extremely likely. And here's why it's extremely likely to happen, unless the globalists at the Boston University are doing this for the globalists and they're going to hand it over so that it can be released at some point. It's extremely likely because if you were, think about this, if this were to happen, that a break-in happens at Boston University and you could come in with guns and shoot people to get it done. Imagine that happening and two people get shot. Even to that extreme, they come in fully armed. They'll probably do it. They would do it without trying to shoot anyone and just break in, and they probably could do that. But let's just take it to the extreme, like in a movie, and they break in and two people get shot in the middle of doing this. They steal this bioweapon from Boston University. Okay. Do you think Boston University would then admit that this happened? Well, of course not. Do you think they would tell people that this happened? What would Boston University's response be to something like that? Immediate cover-up. Do you think our government would come and tell you that this happened? Well, of course not. What would our government do? Immediately cover it up. Do you think the FBI would do anything but cover it up? Of course they would cover it up. So listen to what I'm saying. That is like the biggest green light to any foreign agency to come and do this. Because even if they do it super sloppy and have to kill people, and it's the most sloppy execution ever, they can come in fully armed and march right in and do it, and you would never hear about it because your government and the university would cover it up because they know they can't tell people, oh, we just created this, and yeah, guess what? Now it can be released onto you, and we're responsible. Do you think they're going to allow that? What really should be happening, if we had a good government, is Boston University should be raided right now by authorities to arrest these people, put them on trial for creating a bioweapon that they should not be allowed to do, violating, I'm sure, several laws, and the bioweapon should be destroyed immediately. Destroyed, and their research and all their papers on how to do it, destroyed immediately. That's what should happen, and you know it won't. And here's the thing. I don't think it will take someone to break in to do this. I think there are people at the Boston University and they're touting how they did it. They're explaining how they did it. So they've just told everyone how to do it anyways. So they don't even have to have it stolen. China can just do it if they want. It's not like they couldn't have done it anyways. Then I'll explain to you how this is very likely that something like this will be released because it seems like this was the plan the whole time. to damage people's immune systems and then release a deadlier variant because they tried this with SARS-1. They had animal studies in SARS-1. This is before COVID, way, way, way before COVID. They were testing mRNA technology on animals with SARS-1, way back. And they injected the animals with the mRNA technology. The animals did not die. And then a year later, they introduced a new variant, like they just invented a new variant, and all the animals died. And I said, well, they just proved that they can create a perfect bioweapon. If you can get people to inject themselves with mRNA, you can wait 2-3 years if you want, and then release a different variant, and it's going to wipe out the people that got the vaccine. And I said, it's a perfect bioweapon, and you can take your time and do it whenever you want. I've warned about this, and now we see they're just right in your face. Oh, by the way, for all you people who got vaccinated and your immune system's damaged, if we release this, you're done for. It's over for you. You should be extremely angry. The people who have a chance of surviving are the unvaccinated. They're like the two mice that didn't die, the 80% kill rate. Now, how these things work is they're extremely deadly when they're first released. And then as they pass on from person to person, they start to lose their deadliness. But if you have a vaccinated, damaged immune system, and your body has already been instructed to make this spike protein, and that's what they're using to make this more deadly, your body will start producing this spike protein, most likely, if it gets introduced, way more than someone who's not been vaccinated who will actually try to fight it off. So you're probably done in for, if this ever gets released and you've been vaccinated, this probably would kill you, and only unvaccinated people might survive. But even unvaccinated people, especially at the beginning, could die from this if it's as deadly as they're saying it is. So even an unvaccinated, but eventually it would weaken enough where unvaccinated people should have a strong enough immune system that they would survive it. But vaccinated people, you better pray if you get sick that you can survive something like this if this ever gets out. Now understand that's what we're dealing with. And Boston University is touting that they just made something that could wipe out a huge portion of the world. They did at Boston University, and they're gleefully talking about it like it's an accomplishment as they're breaking laws. And they know nothing's ever going to happen to them because they know our corrupt government wants to depopulate the earth because of climate change. So they think it's a good thing anyways. Tech, if it gets out, who cares? Half the politicians fake like they got the vaccine anyways. They weren't stupid enough to do it. They just told you they got it. We've caught prominent politicians. The head of the World Health Organization admitted on camera that he did not get vaccinated. The head of the World Health Organization, the head of the WHO, admitted it. I played it for you. He was like, I didn't get it. Basically saying I wasn't going to be stupid and get it. I was just making everybody else get it. Unbelievable. He didn't say it in those words, but he did admit, no, he did not get it. Let me give you more of this report, because this really is amazing that they're this out in the front, this bold, because evil people like to tout and show you what they're going to do. It's always out there before they do it. There's always news about something before it actually happens, always. They could hold on to this for 2 years if they want. They could. And then release it. The point is they're touting that they have it. They're basically throwing this information out for people like me to say, we've got it. We can do this to you anytime we want. Well, they can't really do it to me. I'm not vaccinated, but they could do it to a lot of people. Wow. More.
So joining us now to talk more about this, Dr. Monica Gandhi, professor of medicine and associate division chief of infectious diseases at UCSF. Dr. Gandhi, thanks for being with us. Why would researchers intentionally do this?
You know, there's something about Omicron that it was less virulent, but more transmissible. We all knew this by this point, and we have multiple studies that show it's less virulent. The most virulent strains of COVID-19 were the original Wuhan HU, was called Alpha and Delta. So they wanted to see if it was the spike protein mutations that made it less virulent by sticking the spike protein of COVID-19 Omicron onto the ancestral strain. And then they found that whatever the ancestral strain had over here beyond the spike protein, that was what was leading to virulence, because this is a very deadly strain and it's very transmissible both. It has all the worst things going for it in terms of causing disease. So I have to say, I'm a little bit worried that this was created, and I think point proven, let's destroy this now.
Okay, so
she's worried and she should be. Let's destroy this now. It should have never been created. This has to be a violation of a whole bunch of laws. Folks, don't you realize the reason why Fauci funded the Wuhan lab is because he couldn't do this kind of thing in America because it's illegal. So they outsourced it to foreign countries. This is why we had labs doing this crap in the Ukraine, which the Russians exposed. America was funding that because you can't do it on American soil. And even though we did catch them doing gain of function and being part of this, what happened in the Wuhan at the University of North Carolina, now you have Boston University doing it, violating, I'm sure, I didn't look, but I guarantee you what, I can't pull up the exact laws, but I know we have a ton of different laws about creating bioweapons. It is not legal for us to do that here in America. And just because you're a university, you can't just do it and say, well, in the name of science, we can create bioweapons whenever we want. No, you cannot. But like, my biggest point of all is there isn't a single person watching this video that would ever work on something like that and do it. If you had a science background, you'd be like, what? I'm not being part of this. How come there was no red flags? How come there was not a single person at Boston University who knew this was going on, running to the press and saying, they're trying to create a deadly Omicron variant. They're trying to make the spike protein be as lethal as possible. It's like they were disappointed that Omicron was so contagious. They were like impressed. Oh my gosh. Omicron was like the most contagious airborne virus we've ever seen. Too bad. It was so weak. It did nothing to people. If only there was something super contagious like that. If we could only make that be deadly, like 5 times more deadly than anything we've seen before that's airborne. Let's do that. Let's create that and see. Who cares what the laws say? Who cares if we're creating a bioweapon? Doesn't matter. Biden administration's in office and they want this. Folks, the people behind this, behind the scenes of globalists, are going to be patting them on the back and praising them. They will be heroes, not villains. Heroes in the Biden administration and the globalist movement. You have just given us a weapon in which we can depopulate the earth as quickly as possible. We've laid the groundwork with damaging all these people's immune systems. Even regular sicknesses are kind of dangerous to them. But now that we've got something that could be very deadly, well, definitely the people that have had a damaged immune system are going to have a hard time surviving this. Congratulations. You guys deserve raises. They should... White House should invite them to the White House and give them praises, give them medals, have massive ceremonies saying congratulations. They might as well just be that out in front and open, because I guarantee you the White House will not condemn this. I guarantee you you'll never hear the White House say what Boston University did is awful. These people need to be charged with criminal activity and should be charged. Will that ever happen? No, because they're all for it. If there was a sane person in the White House, they'd be talking the way I'm talking. This isn't a left-right issue. This isn't a political issue whatsoever. This is people who love humanity or demonic evil people that are trying to wipe humanity out because they think humanity is a plague on the earth. They worship at the altar of really environmentalism or liberalism. And they are atheists who don't think they're going to stand before God for anything that they've done. And it's survival of the fittest. So, folks, this is outrageous. But I have to move on to something else that I want to bring to you. Happened on InfoWars, Alex Jones. And what they were talking about is the excess death. And yesterday's show, I was talking about how excess death is still going on. And Alex Jones plays a clip of Dr. John Campbell, and he talks about some of the excess deaths. Take a listen.
This is Dr. John Campbell, the number one doctor on YouTube. His average video has 3 million views. He's a very respected medical doctor. And he was not even a skeptic at the beginning, but very quickly began to point out the shots didn't work and were dangerous. And here he is in a short clip talking about month on month in the last year and a half since the shots began, the deaths dwarfing what we saw supposedly from COVID. So here he is laying out some of the latest numbers.
And that leaves us with these really big unknowns that we look forward. And I'm not picking on Australia. I'm just using it to combine what we know and what we don't know. But the excess deaths here for 2022 so far, 17.1% higher than average. And there's no reason to say that in the UK it's not similar. With a larger population, of course, that number's going to be way higher. 16.8% higher than average. And I think we really need some sort of official inquiry into this. Why are 16.8 to 17.1% more people dying than we would expect? What are the cause or causes of this? And I really feel that this is something that government should answer as a matter of urgency.
It is a matter of urgency. The reason why I'm giving you that along with what my show is, because this ties in. Because the excess death, my yesterday show was talking about how there's still excess death going on, meaning that the COVID vaccine has still been proven to have damaged people's immune systems. That's what that proves. And people are still dying when they shouldn't be. And clearly that means their immune systems are still damaged. And then you tie in the, what Boston University has just done, creating a bioweapon, and they think it has an 80% kill rate. And it would. At least on vaccinated people, even though it will get weaker, each person that spreads it would get weaker and the kill rate would go down. But with a damaged immune system, who knows what it will do? I am not trying to scare you. This is what I warned about from the very beginning, basically. But knowing that the SARS animal trials showed you how you could do a bioweapon, and I said the question isn't can they do this. This is the question I posed like 2 years ago or a year and a half ago. It's not whether they can do this, because they clearly can scientifically. I said the question is, would they do this? Will they do this? And it's looking like the answer is yes, they will. I hope not. But they've just told the whole world how to do it. Or the world can come and steal it, and they would never let you know that happened. Get right with God. That's all I can tell you. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya! Hey guys, have you ever checked out the Daniel Natal Show at thenewamerican.com? If you haven't, you need to. It's very highly intellectual. It's very unique in the way that it comes at the issues of the day. I mean, when I say highly intellectual, what I'm saying is, of course, if you put me and Daniel in the same room, Daniel's the smartest guy in the room. Daniel's probably the smartest guy in the room in almost most rooms that he enters. So check out the Daniel Natal Show. It is really cool. You will like it. Check it out at thenewamerican.com.